back anymore. Let's read from his statement of faith on his website. This is from the statement of faith of his company, Lancaster Baptist Church, Pastor Paul Chapel, under human sexuality. Here's his statement of faith where he says that not only homos are allowed in the church, but those who practice bestiality are allowed in his church. And it is not allowed for any member of his staff to be disrespectful to anyone who practices bestiality or homosexuality. Nobody believes me, but it's right here in black and white. Go to the website when you get home. Call me a liar. Oh, how dare you attack Paul Chapel? Oh, he's a man of God. Hello, people. You're going to get mad at Target? This is a guy who's claiming to run a church.
Yeah. Wow.
Target is a store. This is a church. And they're saying, well, not only are we bringing in the trannies, we're bringing in those who practice bestiality and homos. Are you still in Leviticus 20? Look down at your Bible. Just in case you don't know what bestiality is. Verse 15, and if a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death. You shall slay the beast. And if a woman approach unto a beast and lie down there too, thou shalt surely kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them.
Yeah.
Now look, you say, well, you shouldn't talk about this. But it's the word of God.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Now listen. Here's Paul Chapel's statement of faith. And yes, it says what I just told you. It says, listen carefully. And this is written in like a legal document style fashion. This is not just an off the cuff statement. This is written with a lot of thought behind it. Lawyers have thought about this and put this together, and they are expressing exactly what they want to express. And I'm going to read it for you in toto. Human sexuality, number one, they have 3 points. And then they have 4 points of how this practically applies to the church. So here are the 3 philosophical points. Number one, we believe that God has commanded that no intimate sexual activity be engaged in outside of marriage between a man and a woman. Amen.
Amen.
We believe that any form of homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, bestiality, incest, fornication, adultery, and pornography are sinful perversions of God's gift of sex. Amen. We believe that God disapproves of and forbids any attempt to alter one's gender by surgery or appearance.
Amen.
Amen. Number two, we believe that the only legitimate marriage is the joining of one man and one woman.
Amen.
Amen. Number three, in keeping with our beliefs regarding human sexuality, as expressed in this statement of faith, and in keeping with our purpose as expressed in section 1.02, we have the following practical policies. Now, here are the 4 practical policies in regard to what we just read above. Point one, all people are welcome to attend our regular worship services. So he's basically saying that pedophiles, bestiality practicers, homos, lesbians, they're all welcome in the service. So where are they going to use the bathroom? With your grandson.
Yeah.
With your granddaughter. And you're worried about Target. So if you go to Lancaster Baptist Church, you better watch out for that public restroom because they're inviting in the homos.
Yeah.
They're inviting in the pedophiles. They're inviting in those who practice even bestiality. Listen, number two, those who attend may not display behavior that is indicative of the sinful behaviors listed in K1 of this section in church services, at church functions, and on church grounds. So he's saying, the homos, the pedophiles, the beastophiles, they're all allowed to come, but they just can't wear a shirt that says, like, I'm a pedophile. You know, or they can't, like, talk about, hey, we're pedophiles. Hey, we, you know, they're not supposed to outwardly show that. Talking about it, wearing it, whatever. Listen to number three. This is the one that just blew my mind. Number three. Church representatives are not to display overt disrespect for those who are involved in the sinful behaviors listed in K1 of this section. So no representative of Lancaster Baptist Church may be disrespectful to a pedophile, may be disrespectful to someone who says, hey, I practice bestiality. Whoa, that's gross. You're a freak. Oh, whoa, you just violated this policy. You're an abomination. No, you got to be respect. Well, you know what? We're glad you're here. And the restroom's right over there. As soon as my grandson's done, you can go in there and use it. So hold on a second. Paul Chappell, he said, when Christians do nothing about Target, he said right here, he said that sexual predators will exploit policies like Target's. He said, I don't want some dude walking in when my granddaughter is in the restroom. Well, what about your grandkids at your church? And isn't that a isn't a policy of welcoming in all filthy sodomites? And look, I just talked to a guy, and you think I'm just, you know, well, it's just some statement of faith. No, they thought about that. They put that together. Now listen to this. I just talked to a guy who goes to an independent fundamental Baptist church, and a couple of homos started coming to the church every Sunday morning. Sunday school and church, a couple of homos. Okay? One of them was like the female of the relationship, but they were both a couple of open sodomites. Everybody knew they were homos. It was crystal clear. They're homos. And this guy went to his pastor and said, these people need to be thrown out of the church. We can't have homos in our church. No. Everybody's welcome. It's right here in black and white in our statement of faith. So week after week, this guy's just so mad. Like, why is our pastor letting these homos come to our church? Open sodomites. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, then one of these homo dudes walks into the ladies' restroom. And the pastor said, that's it, they're out of here. What is the difference? Are you nuts? Yeah. What is the difference if that pedophile, that freak, is in the bathroom with your little boy or a little girl?
Right.
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It makes no sense. It's garbage. And this guy is who pastors are looking to today. And look, just to prove it to you, I just took this whole statement of faith, this section, and I put it in quotation marks. I put it into Google, and I found 8 other churches that have copied and pasted this exact word for word, let alone the ones who paraphrased it. So this guy, you say, well, why don't you just leave Paul Chappell alone and just let him do his own thing? Yeah, but he has a leadership conference where he invites hundreds and hundreds of pastors and says, oh, come follow me. Be like me. I don't want to be like you. And I'm sick of people lifting this guy up as a role model. Hey, when Christians do nothing about Paul Chappell, I don't give a, I'd be much more likely to go to Target than to go to Paul Chappell's church.
Right.
At least Target didn't say, come on in, beastophiles. I don't even know if that's a word. But I'm sure we'll figure out real soon what the word is when it becomes accepted in America in a couple of years because of these lily-livered, weak, panty-waist pulpit preachers, these weaklings, these pink tea and lemonade, sissified, girly men that can't get up and preach hard. And you say, I don't like this. I don't want to hear you preach against Paul Chappell. He's our fellow brother in Christ. He's an independent fundamental Baptist. Well, you know what? If he's going to call out Target, I'm going to call him out for the hypocrite that he is. He's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
His bathroom is every bit as hazardous as the Target bathroom.
Yeah. Amen.
Every bit as hazardous. It might even be more hazardous because at least at Target, people have heard, hey, watch out.
Yeah.
Hey, beware. But people haven't heard that warning about Lancaster or about West Coast Baptist College. Well, I'm giving you the warning right now. See, I don't like it. Look, go somewhere else. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. I don't need a bunch of homo sympathizers in this church to make me feel like I'm a successful pastor. Oh, look at the big crowd. Ooh, look at the big offering. Good. Take your money and shove it. Take your little queer loving, queer bait butt out of here, and you go down to the little weak church down the street that loves Paul Chappell. And Paul Chappell's like this fundamental pope where all these pastors in Arizona, they're all looking to Paul Chappell as their idol. Paul Chappell needs a swift kick in the pants,
yeah.
And he needs to quit inviting pedophiles and bestiality practicers and homos into his church.
Yeah.